From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States is accusing Russia of sending one of its fighter jets dangerously close to an American spy plane over the Black Sea Wednesday. American military officials said the intercept was unsafe and unprofessional. Russia insists it acted in accordance with international flight rules. The U.S. says a Russian jet flew within 3 meters of the American plane for 19 minutes. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government is ready to join any future American proposed operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State group. Turkish media say Mr. Erdogan made the remark to journalists traveling home with him from the G20 summit. They say he told them the issue was brought up by President Barack Obama during their talks on the sideline of the summit in China. He said Turkish and U.S. military officials could meet to discuss capturing Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State. Diplomats say prospects for peace in Syria remain uncertain Wednesday after the broad-based opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, presented its blueprint for a political transition in Syria. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson called a meeting with the opposition group in London, saying there is still a chance to plan for a political transition in the country.
The High Negotiations Committee have really produced a formidably important document and body of work explaining what that vision is going to be, and I really commend it to you.
Boris Johnson, the 25-page plan the leaders presented on Wednesday is unlikely to be implemented as long as Russia and the United States support opposing sides. This is VOA News. In a likely preview of their three upcoming debates, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will appear on the same stage Wednesday night to talk about national security. Democratic candidate Clinton and Republican nominee Trump will appear separately at a forum sponsored by NBC News and take questions from an audience primarily of veterans and active U.S. servicemen and women. Both have spent the campaign trading accusations that the other is unqualified to be commander-in-chief. Today, Trump called on several nations to pay more for American military protection.
I will be respectfully asking countries such as Germany, Japan, South Korea, Saudi Arabia to pay more for the tremendous security we provide them.
Trump and Clinton will hold their first face-to-face debate on September 26th. U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday told a group of young people gathered from across Southeast Asia that it is not enough to dream about their plans for the future, but that they have to actually do the work.
You should never be discouraged because you have more opportunity today to make a difference in the world than any generation before. And my hope is that you will seize that opportunity and you'll know that you will have a strong friend and partner in the United States of America when you do.
In the upbeat town hall event in Laos with people involved in the U.S.-sponsored Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, Mr. Obama said young people have historically been the key to progress and development. Venezuelans took to the streets Wednesday to demand that authorities allow a recall referendum against President Nicolas Maduro to go forward this year. Mr. Maduro's supporters held rival rallies on their own. A few dozen police in riot gear separated the two groups, and the tense situation ended only when opponents sang the national anthem before withdrawing calmly. Gabonese President Ali Bongo resisted calls Wednesday for a recount of votes cast in the country's recent presidential election, saying he has no power to order one. European Union observers in Gabon have said there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed Mr. Bongo narrowly defeating challenger Jean Ping. The U.S. conducted 2 airstrikes in southern Somalia this week, killing 4 al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command says Monday's strikes came in response to an attack by a large group of armed al-Shabaab fighters on a joint counterterrorism operation by the U.S. and Somalia. The strikes took place in the lower Shabelle region. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.